Good morning. Time to make hay while the sun shines here. We do every weekday morning here on KRVS. It's the Medicine Ball Caravan. I'm Cecil Doyle. We're going to be treated to a little preview of the New Moon Review happening Saturday night at the Blue Moon Saloon. Caroline Helm at the helm of this event, as always. We'll be talking to her and hearing some of the acts that will be a part of this great event this weekend. We're going to start off with the sounds of Blue Runners with special guest Susan Cowsill. Haven't heard that great tune from Honey Slides in a while. But we'll kick it off with Sassafras Jubilee. This group's been around for a little over a year from right here in Lafayette. Walter Pierce doing vocals and banjo along with Andrea Cohen, a fiddler, mandolin, backing vocals, Adam Cohen doing drums, and Britt Williams on bass. They'll be performing at Downtown Alive tomorrow evening, beginning at 6 o'clock in Parc Sans Souci. Let's hear Sassafras Jubilee singing about Long Time Coming here on the Caravan.
She got the walking pain. that kind of won't go away and it can't be explained. She got the homemade blues. Whatever happened in there takes a lifetime to lose. She's a ghost of a girl. She's seen way too much world. Just a ghost of a girl. But I love. Teardrop eyes and a heart-shaped box where she keeps all your lies. She likes a lonesome song. You can hear her heart breaking when she's singing along. She's a girl.
Blue Runners, Mark Moe and all the guys, along with Susan Cowsill, doing Ghost of a Girl from that Honey Slides album. And then before that, area band Sassafras Jubilee, who will be gracing the stages of Downtown Alive tomorrow. We heard Long Time Coming from them. It's 9 minutes past the hour. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. The Medicine Ball Caravan is rolling. With me in the studio, we're getting ready for the New Moon Review Saturday evening at the Blue Moon Saloon. And with me is the One Woman Express, Caroline at the helm. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about the history of the New Moon Review. Which number is this?
Okay, this is number 8. And we're actually only going to have one more, and then we're going to have a finale. So it's coming to a close, and so if you haven't been yet.
An even 10, I guess.
And an even 10.
An uneven 10.
Yes, we're going to kind of have like a, not a best of, because everyone was best, but kind of a, we're going to do a little vote and see who ends up in the final 6.
Now how did all this happen to come about? What was the inspiration for this event?
Well, I was actually trying to put forth my own songs. I was going to try to have a night at the Blue Moon where I was going to play my songs, and I got Josh Caffrey and Kelly Jones, and basically I chickened out.
And actually, this was fairly early when you were writing songs. This is when you were in the Fig, so you were just beginning to write songs.
Yes.
And so this is early in your career. You figured, let me just jump out there and without a parachute.
Yes, pretty much. Uh-huh. And then I realized that I didn't want to do that because I was asking yet again to be around a bunch of amazing musicians that I didn't feel competent enough. But I do feel competent talking. And so I thought maybe I should do what I know I'm good at, which is, you know, being an MC and yapping my mouth. Uh-huh. And so I thought about putting this show together, and we don't have, you know, Lafayette struggles a bit with songwriting, with listening, and we're spoiled. We need a show, I think. I mean, we like to dance. And
yes, where most singer-songwriter events usually happen in midweek, usually bars do it because it's to bring a crowd in. So it's usually sort of, you know, fairly lightly attended. But I think your whole idea was to make it an event.
Make it an event, yes. And to only put, you know, each person, there are six songwriters, and each person presents three songs. And so out of those six people, anyone who's at the show, they're going to like somebody. And if they don't like somebody, then it's going to end in three songs. So it really kind of just rolls, and it's a fun night.
Well, you've done it several times, and I think the main point is that you're bringing, for the most part, people that aren't always front men. Or it's not strictly to that, but it's,
right.
Basically you're seeing musicians that you know as parts of members of bands, but to see them all of a sudden fronting, you know, in a different sort of.
I love that.
Yeah,
it's the social worker in me.
And it make and actually, it's actually a sort of a challenge because, you know, you're asking them to present some new original material.
Yes.
And then work with a set band that you've got, and I want to tell us on who you've always employed with as your backing band.
Yes. Okay. It used to be Chris Corville on drums. But he moved away, and luckily we have Lafayette and Acadiana's most wanted drummer, Danny DeVillier.
Uh-huh.
And actually, he's a good example of someone who's going to be presented in the show. He's bringing his own songs. He's one of the songwriters, and he plays in Balfa Toujours, Fights. He's the half of the boss of D&D in the Mystery Three.
Okay.
And he's going to present his own songs.
Right.
And I forgot the question.
Well, the point is we want to just tell us a little bit about.
Oh, the band. The band who, okay, so there's Danny DeVillier, Joel Savoy, Cal Stevenson, and Chris Stafford normally, but Chris is recording with Foo Fillet, and so we have Chaz Justice with us this time.
Right, so you always have this group with you backing up. Yeah, so we've got a fine array of musicians again, and tell us about the lineup. We have three of them in the studio that we're going to be talking to in just a minute, but talk about the three. You have six performers backed by a stellar group. Tell us about who's not here today.
Who's not here? We have Jesse Lalonde is not here, and James Hebert is not here, and Andrew Toops. James Hebert works at KRVS.
You hear his voice every day here.
Yes.
If you listen to the station.
Not known as a songwriter, has never written songs.
I had no clue. I work with the man every day and had no idea he was writing songs.
And can I tell the story about how I called him?
Certainly.
Okay, I was kind of going through my Facebook Rolodex looking for, you know, someone who popped out at me, and I thought, well, I saw James Hebert. I was like, James Hebert? Huh. So I just called him up real fast at KRVS.
Didn't know if he wrote songs or anything.
Okay. No. And I called him. I was like, James, do you write songs? And he said, No. I always wanted to, but no. I said, well, do you sing? And he said, well, I sing in the choir. You know, I've been singing in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, would you want to do the New Moon Review? And he's like, oh, yeah, I love an adventure. And that was just the best moment. And he did, and he has written three amazing songs.
Yeah, I was super excited. I'm very curious. He was explaining what's going to go down, so that should be a treat, to say the least.
We'll call him the Cajun Dalai Lama.
There you go. Next up?
Andrew Toops. He's not with us. He's part of Brass Bed, Artmosphere, Songwriter Night, Foo Fillet. He's kind of Acadiana's go-to rockin' pianist. He's a composer, and he's often not the front man, you know, singing his own songs. So, and they're rocking. They're really good. And then Jesse Lalonde, who's in Fights, and T-Ket, which she's kind of always playing with other people. So this is going to be the first time where she's fronting the band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And this will go on, and there are three others that we'll be talking to in just a moment. This happens, as I say, each of them have a spotlight with the band, mm-hmm. and then Caroline is hosting, and you know, we y'all do little jingles for those
sponsors
and all that. So it's just a great variety mm-hmm. show, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. a variety show in the old fashioned sense that just doesn't happen anymore, and it's always fun. All your friends are there. It's mm-hmm. it's a great event. So let's talk about who we've got in the studio today. Who
you want all to right, we got we're gonna start off with Tommy Shreve, who was part of Red Beans and Rice, Tommy and the Touchtones. Played with Wayne Toups, Zachary Richard, and then now at the New Moon Review.
Morning, Tommy.
Yeah, morning, all.
Tommy, let's hear a song first.
Alrighty. One of my songs called Have You Seen Her. I want to send a shout out to my wife, Elizabeth, and my mother, Mrs. Margaret Mabel Shreve. And Mama, I want you to know I'm playing the old Gibson that you and Daddy bought me. Like it or not, here it comes. Well, I just sit down and think, well, almost like a dream. Been thinking about a woman, well, the likes I'd never seen. She got eyes like blue diamonds, they're a wonder to behold. You can look right down inside on a picture window to her soul. Ooh, have you seen her? Ooh, she's the one. Seen her. She got eyes like diamonds shining in the sun. Well, I told her that I loved her. Well, she said she loved me. We spoke of vows so solemn. We pledged an eternity. 10 years have come and gone now. It's a wonder, it's a thrill. And those eyes like blue diamonds, oh, they're shining on me still. Ooh, have you seen her? Ooh, she's the one. Ooh, have you seen her? She got eyes like diamonds shining in the sun.
Wow, Tommy Shreve right
My
here
goodness.
On the Medicine Ball Caravan. Tell you what, Tommy, you've been in so many bands. I've been watching Tommy play guitar since I first moved to Lafayette back in 1980. I remember, you know, what was it, the Studebakers down at Mother's Mantle, and you were with so many bands. Who were some of the groups that you played with back in the day?
Well, the Studebakers was an offshoot trio from the Red Beans and Rice
Right,
Review.
Yeah.
So I joined the Beans in about 78, and we kept going until 83 or 4, something like that. 85, I started playing with Wayne Toups. Before that, Wayne just had a steel guitar, so he didn't have electric guitar. And I played with Wayne for a year and a half, 2 years, and then I went with Zachary Richard from about 87 off and on to 95.
That's what I'm talking about. You were all over the place, man. I was just looking at you and just look at this guy. I mean, envying him. You know, he was just with everybody. So so where have you been? I know you were away for a few years. Or are you back? Or what's been going on with Tommy?
Well, I've been living in Colorado for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then about a year and a half ago, we bought a place here in Lafayette. And we come as often as we can, which is not often enough. But I just got to go where the work is. Eventually, though, we'll be spending at least half a year here in Lafayette. So that's my goal.
Really? So anyway, how's it been working with these guys with the New Moon Review? Have you had a rehearsal with them yet? Or
we've had two rehearsals, and we'd started on time and finished early both times. So that's a good sign. That's a real good sign.
That's a very good sign. Well, that's excellent. Should we move on to our next performer?
All right, sure thing. Next up, we have Miss Megan Brown, who is part of Team On. But she does a show at KRVS with Encore and World Traveler, voice extraordinaire, and someone who is new to songwriting as well. We've seen her with Cajun Music, and she's new to songwriting, and very excited to have her.
Take it away, Megan. Do a segment of a song there for us.
Oh, yeah. She's going to do a little segment, not the whole song, just a tease. She's a tease.
Can I introduce the song first?
You certainly may.
It's a silly song that I wrote about my girlfriends. We like to dress up sometimes, and Caroline saw us out one night and was maybe with us, I guess, and she said, I want you to write a song about what it's like this Megan Brown. I guess apparently Glitter Megan Brown is a different Megan Brown.
Downtown Megan Brown.
There it is. And and so I was procrastinating, and I hadn't sent in my third song, and Caroline called me and fussed at me because it was the day of the rehearsal. And so I just quickly wrote this, sort of. I had an idea for it. But it's about me and my girlfriends and when we get dressed up in glitter. It's called Pantyhose.
All right.
Well, it started about a year ago. My girls and I decided we had to go to a place where we could be alone and dress up and act dumb and have a ton of fun, where we hit the coolest spots around New Orleans, Austin, and Chicago town. A dull moment just can't be found. So suit up, glitter up, and we'll hit the town, 'cause we're the pay. With our stiletto shoes and our glitter suits, light up the bars and we'll knock them down. We ain't got no time for messing around. We gotta dress up right, 'cause we'll be out all night, 'cause we're the pantyhose. We gotta dress up right, 'cause we'll be out all night, 'cause we're the pantyhose.
All right. Megan was asking, can I do this song on air? I was like, yeah, you can get away with it. No, that's great. That's great.
Oh, thank you.
So Megan, actually, you haven't been writing many songs. I mean, you've written some. You haven't written any Cajun songs in any of the host of bands? You're basically an interpreter of music before this?
Yeah. These are literally the first three songs that I've ever written.
Wow.
And it's terrifying.
Now that I think about it, I mean, when you take a hold of a song, you make it so much your own that I guess I assume that some of these Cajun songs were yours. But no, that's a revelation to me now. And now I want to hear more. You know, so anyway, how did you get approached to do this? Tell us how Caroline talked you into this.
I think I don't remember if she called me or if it was in person. I think she called me maybe, and she was like, "Hey, do you write songs?" And I was like, "No, I've never felt like I've had anything worth saying in a song. I guess I don't know, and I just never tried." And I was like, "No, I don't write songs." And she said, "Well, do you want to write some songs and be in the New Moon Review? I need some girls." And I was like, "No." But she convinced me. So I'm welcoming the challenges, I guess.
So did you have three songs already, or did you just have two and you came up with that one? I mean, you know, when she asked you to do it, I mean, did you have any songs that, you know, in pocket to say, "Okay, yeah, I can throw something into the ring," or was it just a you know, like a challenge to, you know, say, hey, come up with three songs?
She asked me pretty far in advance, so I was already writing one song for D&D and the Mystery 3. And I recycled one of those songs for this.
You did an original song that night?
I did, yes. Okay. And so, yeah, in D&D, Danny writes a song, Dallas writes a song, and the guest writes a song. But so I had that one song, and it was really hard to write the last two songs. It was terrifying.
And then, Caroline, why did you go to Megan?
Well, because I feel like Megan is an example of someone I like to have on the show. Actually, everyone in this show is an example of that. But Megan she's out there. Someone might argue, well, Megan's already, you know, she's already singing. She's already a star. But the point is to be vulnerable this mm-hmm. night. That's all I want, is for you to be vulnerable. And she has not been a songwriter. She's known for being a Cajun musician, an amazing Cajun musician, but not a songwriter. And something she said made me want to say this. A lot of the people I asked to be a part of it who are not songwriters, but the amazing musicians, Cecil.
Oh, no. You're barking up the wrong tree.
There's often a similar excuse, and that excuse is all the great songs have been written, or what Megan just said, I don't have anything, like I have anything important to say.
And that's my line. I have nothing to say, which is why I
lies.
I have nothing to say. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, we all do have something to say. We all have our own way of interpreting anything that we've ever heard throughout our entire lives and have our own unique lives. Therefore, we have an ability to write a unique song. Mm-hmm. And so that's my argument to why we should not stop writing songs, because we don't know what great things can come. And it's just a personal experience. You don't even have to become famous. You know, it's just it's a healthy experience to write your own songs, your experience.
And the New Moon Review is also, I mean, you're looking out there, it's basically your friends, I mean, mm-hmm. are out there. So it's you know, there's definitely nothing to be afraid of. I mean, there's no fear factor, you know, other than, you know. Other than that unusual thing, like, I don't normally do this on a day-to-day. But, of course, Megan does, so it's going to be no problem for her to knock this out the park, right?
It's quite different when it's, like, your songs. But, yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try and knock it out.
No, yeah, I need to go back to Tommy about this. Now, how did you come across Tommy? Did you know about Tommy? You know,
I have heard Tommy's name, but Cal Stevenson called me and said, you need to get Tommy Shreve. You need to get Tommy Shreve. You need to get Tommy Shreve. So I just called him out of the blue, got his number.
Now, Tommy, did you even know about this whole affair in advance of her asking you?
Well, I think maybe a few days in advance, Mark Moe told me about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's how I came into the thing.
All right, because, yeah, I knew you haven't been around here for a little while, so this has been going on for, what, about 3 years now, huh?
Yeah.
So,
And Tommy's another good example. Someone who's from the area, because that's one requirement, is that you're from the area or you live in the area. But he's been away for a long time and kind of out of the scene, and a songwriter. So, yes, he is already been a songwriter, but he's not known around here right now with his current music. So he's a perfect candidate for the New Moon Review as well.
Yay!
All right. And again, tell us a little bit before we move on. Tell us a little bit about when this is happening, where.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Let us know when this is going on.
Saturday, this Saturday at the Blue Moon Saloon, 9 o'clock, we have Northside Eric and the Southside Playboys opening up. That would be with Eric Schecksnyder, who's a veteran of the New Moon Review. And that's it. So Saturday, Blue Moon, $10.
All right. And so we've got one more guy here. And tell us a little bit about what we're going to be hearing from next. Who we'll be hearing from next.
We are going to be hearing from Danny DeVilliers Fights. Katiana's favorite drummer. D&D in the Mystery 3. Bonsoir, Catin. Danny DeVilliers.
And by transcription, this is Danny DeVilliers.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, Danny DeVillier gets the he gets to bring in a recording. Why didn't you just bring your fiddle and just play that?
No.
Now, look,
Caroline
Megan,
told me to bring in.
Now Megan had the unfair advantage; she didn't want to go out without a net, though it sounded fine, you know. But anyway,
I was told to bring a demo.
Okay, well,
well,
there
his
you
music
go.
So it's so
yeah to
complicated
get the meeting. Yeah, so are you going to have like a lot of samples involved in what you do, or is it?
Yes, Caroline was really wanted us to sing.
Yeah,
for some reason.
So you have no lyrical content, is that what I understand?
I say hey yow and la di do.
Well, that's lyrical content. There you go.
That's profound.
He still is going to be vulnerable because he's going to be playing the fiddle and playing
very
the guitar.
Vulnerable. Yes.
Good.
I'm going to play instruments that I'm not comfortable playing. Just holding a fiddle on stage with Joel Savoy's makes me want to pass out.
Now, normally in most groups, I guess you're playing drums. How many configurations do you get to practice being up front with your violin and your other instruments? I mean,
I play violin in fights for about 5 songs.
Well, that's probably
about every 4 months. So 9 times a year, no.
Yeah,
15.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, whatever. It's fine. By the way, that new fights record is good. I'm getting calls whenever I put it on. So yeah, you guys looks like you guys have a hit, a local hit, definitely.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it'll go national, man. It's a great record.
Thank you.
But anyway, so how did Caroline? What was the story of your connection with Caroline to do the New Moon?
Well, I've been in the band probably, I don't know, this is my fifth one.
Fifth.
That's right. You're always there, anyway. So.
And so. Like I said, I think she really wanted me to write a song and sing something. She's been after me to do it for a while, and I keep telling her I'll do it, but I'm not going to sing. I did sample my voice so I could satisfy some of the vocal requirements. Mm-hmm. But I press a button on a keyboard and it makes me sing. And then I'm also playing guitar and fiddle, so that's very uncomfortable. So I feel like I'm keeping with the spirit of. You know, the whole idea of the thing.
Will you be multitasking during songs like I see you do at the D&D thing?
Well, a little bit. I have to, but the end of my brand new fiddle bow, I have to press a button on the keyboard.
Well, that's simple for you. I mean, last time this guy was like amazing. He was just like a mad scientist going from instrument to instrument.
It's not hard. I just have to press the right one, and it's kind of small, so I have to aim properly and then come back in and play the right note on the fiddle. I've practiced.
Well, anyway, look, it sounds like it's going to be a fun time for all the New Moon Review. Caroline, give us the wrap-up and tell us when and where. And
all right. So, again, it's going to be Saturday night at the Blue Moon, starting about 9 o'clock with Northside Eric and the Southside Playboys. We have Megan Brown, Tommy Shreve, Danny DeVillier, Jesse Lalonde, James Hebert, Andrew Toops. You do not want to miss these six people. You do not want to miss this show because there's only going to be two more. So if you haven't come, come check it out. Come check out the jingles and those people that have sponsored us, which we are very grateful for. Ending in a preposition. And so embarrassed. And that's all. And thank you to KRVS and Cecil for having us. And good night.
Well, yeah, that's what we'll go out with. And thanks to Caroline Helm and the New Moon Review. Again, that is this Saturday night at none other than the Blue Moon. This is Beau Soleil. From Bamako to Karen Crow. Head to Bamako here. Thank you. Michael Doucet and Beau Soleil doing Bamako, the new album from Bamako to Karen Crow. Here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, where you can get archived podcasts of this show and other locally produced programs at our website. And you can also pledge your support safely and securely at krvs.org.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
Looking at the Medicine Ball calendar this evening, it's Carbon Poppies at Artmosphere. Joy Kills Sorrow, play the Blue Moon, and it's the Old String Theory at the Blue Dog Cafe. Sassafras Jubilee. Make that Sassafras Jubilee at Downtown Live, Parc Sans Souci. Kicking off at 6 o'clock, going until 8:30 tomorrow evening, absolutely free of charge. Modern Jazz Movement will be at the Blue Dog. It's Ruben Marino at the Blue Moon. And the Dirty Bourbon River Show will happen at Artmosphere. Moving to Saturday, Clay Parker hits Artmosphere. The New Moon Review with performances by Megan Brown, Tommy Shreve, Danny DeVillier, Jesse Lalonde, James Hebert, Andrew Toops, an all-star band of Danny DeVillier, Joel Savoy, Cal Stevenson. That will happen beginning at 9 o'clock at the Blue Moon Saloon, Caroline Helm hosting the event. David Egan will be at Clementine in New Iberia Saturday night. It's Horace Traha at Lakeview Park in Eunice. And Gypsy Sticks will be at the Wild Salmon. On Sunday, you can catch T. Mond over at the Blue Dog Cafe. And on television, Vertical Bar will do a fitness demonstration complete with belly dancers as part of Off the Wall with Jacob and Paul. That airs from 5 until 6 p.m. Saturday on Acadiana Open Channel. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Lee Kleinpeter with Old Gold. And at 1 o'clock, it's Joanna Devine. Joanna Devine has a new program, actually a new concept. It's the Avalon Variety Hour. That's right, the Avalon Variety Hour. Check out its debut with your host, Joanna Devine, at 1 o'clock today on KRVS. This is Led Zeppelin with Sandy Denny.
Let's not. tender care. Repay, do not forget.
Oh, no, no, dance in the dark night.
Listen to the morning light. Troubles turn to brown and black. The tyrant's face is red. Oh, oh, war is the common cry. Pick up your swords and
the sky is filled.
Shake the castle wall, the ring rings.
Going back to their debut album, 1968, that was Jethro Tull and Dharma for One. Coming out of Zeppelin, Robert Plant getting ready to go on road for a while with Little Band of Gold. Oh man, I hope he can survive that. Anyway, we heard Zeppelin with Sandy Denny, The Battle of Evermore from the classic Led Zeppelin 4 album. Wrapping up this edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios right here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. I'd like to thank Caroline Helm, along with Megan Brown, Tommy Shreve, and Danny DeVillier for coming on and giving us a preview of the New Moon Review. And stick around. KRVS has got great music with Old Gold coming up next, followed by the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Come on back. I'll be here Memorial Day right here on Public Radio.